Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Given all the injuries the Knicks have been dealing with, it was only a matter of time before they caught up with us. And that's exactly what happened to the Knicks last night in Game 3 against the Indiana Pacers. We were in that game. We were close to winning that game. But unfortunately, when it mattered most, we could not close it out. However, amid the chaos, we saw something emerge. Tom Thibodeau, he made adjustments to the rotation and he expanded it. We saw Alec Burks and Jericho Sims added to the rotation, and we saw Preston Chua get the start. We're going to break down exactly what happened in Game 3, Tom Thibodeau's expanded rotation, and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. The Knicks drop Game 3 to the Pacers, but Tom Thibodeau makes adjustments to the lineups that are absolutely needed. Game 3 last night against the Indiana Pacers, the Knicks were in it. Dante DiVincenzo was giving us a career night, a career playoff game, but we could not close it out. And the Knicks, when they're out there, they don't like to punt games, like DiVincenzo says. If we're out there, we're always looking to win the game, no matter how injured we are, no matter who's playing for us. We were close. We're not going to sit up here and complain about the officiating or the calls. Did some calls go our way? Yes. Did some calls didn't go our way? Of course. But that's each and every game. So I'm not going to sit up here and complain about that. The Knicks had every opportunity to win that game, but we could not close it out. Credit to the Pacers. They made a lucky three thanks to Andrew Nembhard. And I don't think he's ever going to make a big shot like that again in his entire career. But still, credit to him. But now our focus shifts to Game 4 on Sunday. We need to win that game, go back to MSG, take Game 5, and close out this series. We cannot give this Pacers team any more confidence. But as I said to start the show, even though we saw all of these things happen and the Knicks didn't win the game, we did see Tom Thibodeau expand the rotation, and we saw who's been added: Alec Burks and Jericho Sims. Before we get to that, let's go ahead and give you the breakdown for last night's Game 3. Shout out to Fred Katz of The Athletic for giving us the following information. Final score: Pacers 111, Knicks 106. Knicks still lead the series 2-1. I have no idea why Pacers fans, after last night's win, are talking like they're up in the series, like they're leading the series. Let's put things into perspective once again. The Knicks are leading this series 2-1, not the Pacers. Let's continue. DiVincenzo, what a night. 35-3, 7 of 10 from the three-point line. What an amazing showcase from DiVincenzo. I'm sorry that we wasted it and we could not get the W, but it was an amazing performance to witness. Jalen Brunson, 26 points and 6 assists. Josh Hart, 10 points, 18 rebounds, and 4 assists. Halliburton, he went off for Indiana. Credit to him. He did something that not many Knicks fans thought he could do: show up in a Game 3. But he did that. 35-4-7. The story of last night is absolutely going to be Dante DiVincenzo, and we'll get to that. But before I do, Jalen Brunson. Let's all be real here. He does not look okay. He does not look right. That foot is bothering him. You could tell. He was subbed out in the first quarter about at the 6-minute mark. I don't remember the last time that happened with Brunson. And probably the only reason that did happen is because he felt pain in that foot and discomfort in that foot. So he asked to be called out. He was resting on the bench, and then sooner or later, he came back into the game. That's likely what we're going to see from Brunson each and every game until that foot is 100%. And it's likely not going to be 100% until we close out Indiana and give him a couple of extra days to rest. Right now, I am praying that Cleveland and Boston keep going back and forth and that series goes seven. If that happens and the Knicks can close out the Pacers in five, it's going to give New York so many extra days to rest, recover, and get as healthy as possible preparing for their next round opponent. That's what the Knicks need right now. But Jalen Brunson, you got to give him all the credit in the world. Not fully healthy, clearly hobbled, but still giving the Knicks everything that he could, giving us big bucket after big bucket, key assist, still trying to be a pest on the defensive end, putting his body on the line, taking charges. I don't care what you say, whether you want to hate on Jalen's performance or whether you love it. For me, it tells me everything I need to know about our leader in Jalen Brunson. Even if he's injured, even if he's hobbled, if he can go, he's going to push himself, he's going to go out there, and he's going to perform to the best of his abilities. And if he doesn't have a good game, he's not going to make excuses, and he's not going to blame it on the injury. You know how I know that? Because he's already not made excuses about it. After the game, in his post-game press conference, he stated he's not making any excuses. If he's out there, he needs to be impactful, and he needs to be effective. That's your leader of the New York Knicks and Jalen Brunson saying all of that. When he's saying that, it's no wonder why this Knicks team is so motivated to go out there and win each and every game, each and every single night, especially Dante DiVincenzo and Josh Hart, two players who had sensational nights last night. Josh Hart again for game three, 10 points, 18 rebounds, two steals. DiVincenzo, 35 points, playoff career high, seven threes, which ties the Knicks playoff record. These two brothers went off for the Knicks, did everything that we needed them to do. Josh Hart, of course, a pest on the rebounds again, grabbing each and every offensive rebounding board that we needed. Dante DiVincenzo, when you needed a big bucket, when you needed a big three, even off balance, even leaning sideways, he's shooting these threes and still making them. It was magical. I can't explain it. If you didn't watch it, you have to watch the replay, at least of Dante DiVincenzo and what he was doing. Because his game left.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwood1.
Last night, I feel so angry at the fact that the Knicks could not close out the game and get the victory for Dante, because that game was so magical for him. We needed to get him that W. We didn't. But you know what? We're going to use this as motivation heading into game four. This is going to be seared into our memories. The fact that Dante had a magical night and we could not utilize it to capture game three. We were in that game. We were close. And as Deuce McBride mentioned, we could have guarded Andrew Nembhard a little bit better on that three. We didn't. He had a little bit more of an open look, even though he was a little bit far out. He still had an open look. We could have made it a little bit more difficult for him. We didn't. He hit the three. It sealed the deal. We're going to keep that in our memory as well, too. Andrew Nembhard, he is not going to be one of the reasons that the Pacers make this a series, make this a rivalry again, or make this something to talk about. But another thing that's going to give this Knicks team the best chance to win is head coach Tom Thibodeau going to his bench and utilizing our depth a little bit. And that's exactly what we saw last night. Alec Burks and Jericho Sims, we saw them get some minutes. And of course, Precious Achiuwa, we saw him get the start, because Pascal Siakam, you need another big body to throw at him. So Precious Achiuwa, he was the one that Tom Thibodeau decided needed to be in that starting lineup. And I absolutely agree with that move. I also agree with Alec Burks getting some minutes, because you needed to give him those minutes. If you look at the bench and you look at the players that Tom Thibodeau could play, he's always going to go with experience. He has experience playing Jericho Sims. He has a lot of experience playing with Alec Burks. Since that's the case, I figured one of those guys was going to get minutes. I did not expect both of them, though. And Alec Burks, when he was inserted into the game, he actually had an impact. I was a little bit worried. I thought we were going to see regular season Alec Burks for a second, but that's not who showed up. Playoff Burks, he's the one who showed up, and he definitely made an impact. And because of that impact, I think he's guaranteed himself some minutes in game four. Let's take a look at exactly what Alec Burks did for this Knicks team when he was inserted into the game. Alec Burks off the bench in game three, 14 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block. And something to note, when he was out there, he wasn't hunting for shots. He wasn't fishing for shots. He would pass the ball. He would try to get the rebound. He would try to make some steals on the defensive end, which I love to see, because Tom Thibodeau, if you're playing high-level defense, you're likely going to get more minutes. And he was doing that. So that's why I think he's going to get more minutes in game four. But also, he was taking shots when open, not forcing shots. That's the Alec Burks I wanted to see. And that's who we're seeing right now in the postseason. He keeps that up. He can be a very good contributor off the bench for this Knicks team. We just have to see if it can be consistent. Alec Burks and consistency, at least during the regular season, we didn't see it. Maybe playoff Burks will have some consistency. If he does, he will see a lot of time off that bench. But 14 points, 14 impactful points, I'll take that any day of the week. Shout out to Alec Burks. Even shout out to Jericho Sims. He didn't play a lot, but when he was out there, he helped to get rebounds. He made it hard on the defense. And he's just another big body you can throw out there at Miles Turner or some of these other players on the Pacers. So you got to love that as well, too. The fact that Tom Thibodeau did that means that he's okay with experimenting and going a little bit deeper into his bench. But obviously, not too deep. We didn't see a Shake sighting, and I don't think that we will. I think Alec Burks, Jericho Sims, and Precious Achiuwa are the most expansion we're going to see for this rotation under Tom Thibodeau, unless he's absolutely forced to by another injury, an illness, or something like that. He is not going to go further into his bench. The players we saw play last night is the exact players we're going to see play in game four. And if you were wondering, because now we have to have a game five, shout out to Steph Bondi for giving us the following information. Game five between the Knicks and the Pacers will be at 8 p.m. at MSG. It will also be televised on TNT. You know what that means, Knick fans. Be prepared for a lot of Knick hate from Chuck and Shaq. You know what? I don't care. You want to fly Reggie Miller in again to MSG to call more games? Go ahead. I don't care. You want to know why? This Knicks team thrives under adversity. You want to throw more obstacles at us? Don't worry, we'll overcome them. That's exactly what we've done during the regular season. We've done it during the postseason. We're doing it right now, and we're going to continue to do it. You cannot keep us down. You cannot stop what's happening, and you cannot stop what we're building. This Knicks team is geared to go all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals, and who knows, maybe even beyond that. But you are not going to stop us. You got one game, Indiana. Congrats to you. You are not going to win another. The Knicks are taking game four. We are going back to MSG in our house. We are going to destroy you there. Take game five, close out this series, and go where we need to go, where you should have been last year and where we absolutely are going to be this year. The Eastern Conference Finals. I don't care who we play once we get there, but that's our destination. That's our stop. The Pacers, you're destined for the offseason. You're destined to go on vacation. You're destined to go to Cancun, courtesy of the Knicks. Don't worry. You got one. We're going to get the rest. We are closing you out in five. I said it from the start. Knicks in five. I still fully believe that. You're not stopping this Knicks team. And in game four, they're going to show you exactly why. No matter who's on the floor, you're going to get our best. And our best is going to take down the Pacers and allow the Knicks to walk out of Indiana with a game four victory. But what about you guys? What do you think about Tom Thibodeau expanding his rotation and including Preston Achiuwa into the starting lineup and Alec Burks and Jericho Sims off the bench? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button. Leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
Rack up the deals on everything summer at Nordstrom Rack and get brands you love up to 60% off. Vince, Kate Spade New York, Steve Madden, Madewell, Nike, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Just in dresses, tops, shorts, sandals, sneakers, denim, luxury bags, and sunglasses. Rack up the deals today and save up to 60% on summer at your Nordstrom Rack store.
While no one knows what tomorrow may bring, Bridgestone is working toward a more positive outlook. With innovations like developing a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials. It's just one of the many ways Bridgestone is making a difference today for generations to come. Because that's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunchberries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunchberry.
No!
No one steals my Crunchberries.
I think you mean my Crunchberries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
She said, get out the chat room and clean my
Glad stretch. Feeling fine, so fresh.
The Glad Girl Group coming at you with a throwback jam. That was Glad Force Flex Drawstring Trash Bags featuring Pine Sol Original Scent. And that's better than all good. It's all Glad.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.